Quigley.
From Lower Manhattan to the Pentagon, a day of remembrance and reminders that the fight against terrorism continues.
What we face in the context of the global terrorist movement is a long-term problem associated with social, economic, and political issues across that region in the world, which has created such a widespread radicalization that one group after another has sprung up over the years.
U.S. officials know the threat has evolved.
We are safer when it comes to protecting against another 9/11-style terrorist-directed attack from overseas. We're in a new environment, however, where we have to be prepared against and try to prevent lone wolf-style attacks, the self-radicalized actor.
The administration's critics want a more muscular U.S. posture on the world stage.
We're sitting back waiting for the next attack. We should be on offense.
It's a message Donald Trump delivers at every rally.
We will remember those three very famous words: peace through strength. Nobody's going to mess with us.
But a modicum of restraint is also required, according to Hillary Clinton.
You've heard Donald Trump say he would order our troops to torture. You've heard him say he would order our troops to kill family members of terrorists. You would know that he was advocating illegal actions against our own laws as well as the laws of war.
While a ferocious presidential contest exposes rifts in a bitterly polarized nation, the 9/11 anniversary recalls a time when Americans rallied as one.